Our final season locker room chats here end on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here on a Thursday, we start off here with our girls head coach of Valley Falls. This locker room chat is powered by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Valley Falls looking to keep their season alive tonight as they will go on the road and take on the Horton Chargers starting at 6 o'clock. But before we talk about that matchup, coach, let's talk about this season. It ended last Friday with a loss against Jackson Heights. You conclude your first year as the coach, 8-15, but an impressive 5-5 record here in the Northeast Kansas League. So, coach, overall, tell me about your thoughts from this season.
I've been very proud of the work the girls have put in this season. They've been phenomenal since day one. We had a lot to learn, a lot to install all throughout the year. It was almost like starting over. And they embraced everything, and they put in the work from day one and even extra days. They all were there on Sundays, putting in extra work on Sundays at shoot around and getting work in. I couldn't be more pleased with the girls.
Real quick, you know, really peeking into that senior class you had this season, I mean, how proud are you about their effort and what they've done here in the program this year that they will kind of leave a little bit of a legacy behind for those younger athletes?
Yes, I only have the one, Gracie Connor, and she's been phenomenal. She's been a leader for the younger girls on and off the court. She works multiple jobs, plays basketball, and still, you know, she's there relentlessly every shoot around, every practice, she misses nothing. She's been great. And we had that talk the other day. You know, she's laying the groundwork for next year.
Well, you mentioned an impressive piece there. You only have one senior roster, so you're going to be returning a lot of firepower next year. Of course, you know, hoping to keep this season alive here, of course, tonight. But, you know, real quick, I mean, you look at this very young team coming up. I mean, what are some expectations here once you get to the off season, and then, of course, next year with some of these younger athletes?
The off season is going to be huge this winter. We plan on playing basketball this summer, and the plan is, and I believe all the girls are on board, and we're going to hit the weight room. That's where we lacked this year. We played super physical, but just we didn't have the strength to go with our physicality. So the girls are going to spend some time in the weight room and some summer basketball for the first time in about 5 or 6 years. And I think next year we ought to come out a step ahead of where we were this year.
Well, coach, we've talked past, we've talked future. It's time to talk present. Tonight's action against the Horton Chargers on the road. What are some keys to this matchup to continue your postseason hopes alive?
We got to play good defense, and we got to box out and get rebounds. They're a much taller team than us. We kept it fairly close the first time we played for about three quarters, and then we had a bad quarter that they kind of spread it out on us, and we're playing more consistent basketball now. Probably not where we need to be, but I think we'll be fine tonight.
Well, coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us through all 11 weeks here of our coaches' shows this year. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Crendon, for everything this year. I appreciate you.
That was head coach Shane Van Houten with the Valley Falls Lady Dragons as they look to keep their season going here with a quarterfinal matchup tonight in Substate Class 2A against the Horton Chargers on the road starting at 6 o'clock.